North Bay, it has been a roller coaster start to 2025 for newly acquired North Bay Battalion forward Zach Weigel. The Oakville product, who turns 21 on January 12, is making the adjustment to his new home to start the new year. On Sunday, North Bay acquired the overage forward along with Parker Vaughn and four conditional All Priority Selection picks from the Barry Colts for right winger Anthony Romani and overage left winger Owen Van Steensel. It was an emotional couple of days, but luckily I did kind of see this coming as I had seen the rumors and talked to our general manager in Barry a couple of weeks ago, so it was not right out of the blue, Weigel said during Wednesday's media conference. When the actual trade did happen, it all moved really quickly. There were some tears, some sadness, leaving the billets that I had been there for 3.5 years, leaving the team that I got drafted by, but the transition has been pretty easy. Aside from the trade wins, Weigel was also working on an NCAA hockey commitment over the holidays. Just prior to the trade, Weigel committed to join the NCAA Division I Rochester Institute of Technology, RIT, for the upcoming season. Life has definitely been stressful for the last month and a half, trying to figure out the best path forward for me talking to schools, he said. It is amazing now that we get this opportunity and I feel so lucky this year as the change could not have come at a better time for me. The rest of the year kind of feels like a bonus because I get to play hockey at RIT after this, said Weigel, recognizing the groundbreaking November change that now allows major junior players in Canada to move south to play NCAA hockey in the fall. Weigel and Vaughn are expected to make their battalion debuts on tonight at Memorial Gardens as the troops host the Kingston Frontenacs. Adam Dennis, battalion president and director of hockey operations, sees Weigel as a player who is tough to play against and he is excited to see Weigel bring those qualities to the troops. He very much has a lot of the attributes that we look for in our battalion, said Dennis. The one thing that's really going to be helpful is we've been looking for someone to take on the center position higher up in the lineup, and he's a natural at that. Weigel, who has 6 goals and 16 assists totaling 22 points in 36 games, suggested he's a defensively responsible pivot who can be an offensive threat. I think I'm a 200-foot centerman, pretty much through and through, he said. I broke into the league as a defensive forward. As a 9th-round pick, I was never really given too much opportunity in Barry and really had to fight for any spot in the lineup that I could. Thankfully, my offensive game has grown a little bit over the last few years, but I still pride myself on being that 200-foot guy, he added. As for the Colts, Van Steensel made his debut Wednesday night in Owen Sound, but was kept off the score sheet in a 5-2 loss. He registered 5 shots on net and was a minus 5. Romani, meanwhile, has been battling an injury and has played in only 6 games this season, in which he had 2 goals and 3 assists. He broke his clavicle in an early October visit to Erie, Pennsylvania. The Barry Colts, the 2nd of November 24, are in Peterborough tonight to take on the Petes, 8-2-4-6. First round frenzy. With the acquisition of Parker Vaughn from Barry, the battalion now have 3 first-round picks from the 2024 All Priority Selection. Vaughn joins the battalion's 16th overall selection, Ryder Carey, and Ryder Cali, selected 18th overall by the Sioux Greyhounds. Cali was acquired in a trade in the fall of 2024 with the Greyhounds as Cali did not report to Sioux Greyhounds main camp and joined the OJHL's Milton Menace after he committed to play NCAA hockey at Harvard. I think it's pretty exciting to have a player of his stature and to now be able to give him and some of the other young players in our team just give them each other, I guess. It's exciting to watch them grow together, Dennis said of the first-round trio.